This special edition of Rob Has a Podcast, talking with Marissa Jarrett Winoker, is sponsored by our friends over at Rothy's. Rothy's shoes are stylish, sustainable, and comfortable enough for everyday wear anywhere. And here with me to talk about her experience wearing Rothy's is the first lady of podcasting, Nicole Sisterner. Nicole, happy to have you up here.
I'm happy to be here. I am wearing my Rothy's right now.
Yes. Okay. What do you like so much about Rothy's?
I look super cute. I'm not going to lie.
In case you haven't heard about Rothy's, they're the company that is making flats from recycled plastic water bottles, and they're insanely comfortable and stylish.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. It's the everyday flat for life on the go. Stylish, classic, comfortable. Comes in four fashionable sizes. The flat, the point, the loafer for women and girls. And they just recently launched the sneaker.
So I have the flat. And it's not a typical look for me, but I'm liking it.
Color and pattern selection is amazing, and they're always updating the lineup. They launch new colors every few weeks, and they sell out constantly. You have to check the shoes out, and you're going to want to tell every woman that you know. That's what I'm doing right now. And it's going to blow your mind that they're made from recycled plastic water bottles because they're the softest shoe. Yeah, game change.
Yes.
They're the softest shoe that you're going to put on your feet, and you can feel good about wearing them, too.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like you're wearing water bottles.
No.
At all.
Nobody would be like, what are you wearing, a water bottle on your foot? No, absolutely not.
No one would say that.
And a major added bonus, they're machine washable because, let's face it, feet get dirty. You know, you're right there with all the dirt on the floor.
I got puked on the other day.
Okay. Not on your Rothy's, right?
Maybe.
Okay. You're going to love your Rothy's just like Nicole does. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use the promo code ROB to get free shipping and no minimum. Free shipping, free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. Trust me, you're not going to want to return them. Go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com. Enter Rob to get your cute shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, and free shipping. Go get yourself a pair today at Rothy's.com. Promo code Rob. Get this deal while it lasts.
Go now. We'll wait.
All right, everybody. I'm very excited to bring our guest in today, of course, that she has so many credits. Of course, the Tony Award-winning actress, the winner of Celebrity Big Brother, the co-host of the Off the Block after show, and you can catch her currently at the Pasadena Civic in the wonderful Winter of Oz. Please welcome, very excited to speak with Marissa Jarrett Winoker.
Hello!
Marissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very excited to talk to you. A couple months here after your win on Celebrity Big Brother, but congratulations.
Thank you. It's okay. I'll take it.
Yes.
I'm still spending the money, so it's all right.
Of course. I mentioned it just now. You can check out Marissa as part of... this is actually pretty cool. The wonderful Winter of Oz. Could you tell us... what is the Winter of Oz?
What is the Winter of Oz?
Yes.
Well, it's a panto show. So what they always like do like a fun take on the wizard. So ours is like a take on the Wizard of Oz. So it's the Winter of Oz. Get it?
Yes.
that's as much as I can explain. Right. But it's like it's four families. I mean, we have a lot of great people in it. So there's more than just it's more than just a family show. But it's got Kenzie's in it, and you have the cast, so you can tell everybody who's in it. But
yeah, Kermit the Frog is in it.
Yeah, Kermit the Frog is in it. That's pretty awesome. That's like that's the coolest thing is that I get to work with Kermit the Frog. So I get to sing Rainbow Connection with Kermit the Frog every night. So I'm like, I am in. You can't make me not show up. It's the coolest, and it's you know, and it's pop music except for me with Kermit the Frog. To put to a fairy tale story. That's pretty much what panto is. It's like a tradition in England. They do it. So they brought it here. The Lithgows brought it to America.
And it's a holiday show?
Yes. That's the winter part. Get it?
Yes.
The Winter of Oz. So instead of her being, you know, so she's stuck, she has to get home for Christmas, not just home for Kansas, to Kansas. So yeah, it's a Christmas show and it snows at the end. So that's pretty fun.
Okay.
And I play Glinda.
Yes.
Yeah, spoiler, it's going to snow, which is awesome. And I play Glinda, so I'm the good witch, because they were like, do you want to be the good witch or the bad witch? And I was like, I don't want to paint my face green. So I was the good witch. But then the witch doesn't even paint her face green. So, I mean, I have fun. So it doesn't even matter.
Okay, if you can make it out to the Pasadena Civic Center, it's at the PasadenaCivic.com for ticket information. They've got a code 120 for 20% off, a nice discount. WOND20 is the promo code for tickets if you want to check out the wonderful Winter of Oz between now and December 30th.
Yeah, till December 30th.
Okay, so go ahead and check that out if you're in the Pasadena area. Marissa, I didn't know that you were a Survivor fan.
Oh, yeah, I will say I'm a reality TV fan, like reality competition TV fan. Like I pretty much love all reality competition shows. Like I'm like devastated that I wasn't on The Amazing Race right now when they did the like reality people. Cause I was like, well, I just did a reality show. And then, but I do love Survivor. I've watched Survivor. I've watched them all from the beginning. Cause that like from the beginning of time, it feels like, but yes, I'm a huge Survivor fan.
Okay. Have you enjoyed Survivor David versus Goliath?
I have. I really like this season. There's literally, I feel like the idol play has been like more than ever. I don't know if they've been, I mean, I know there's not more idols, but I feel like that one night where it was like, I have an idol and I'm playing an idol. Like, I don't really remember that many idols being played ever. And like the special, like, right. You know, the losing the votes and the taking the votes away and the parchment. Like, I just feel like this season has a lot of extra turns that has made it a little more fun. Or different than before.
I know from Big Brother that you would watch the show with your son, Zeb. Does he watch Survivor with you also? Is he into it?
Yes. And he was very angry that I wasn't home last Wednesday night. So, and I was like, oh no, I'm working this Wednesday. And I didn't realize it was the finale until I like was catching up. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to miss it with him. Yeah. He always talks about though, if when he's on Survivor, that when it's like family time, you know, when the family member comes, he's like, please send dad, don't be you coming around the corner. He's like, I would literally die. He's like, please, you'll be useless to me. Like, cause it used to be where like the family would have to compete in the competition with the family members, you know, it's only been, I feel like the last couple of ones where they haven't, but he's always like, oh, if you came around the corner, I'd be like, mom, stop crying. Yeah.
Can I go back to the All-Star Amazing Race? Did you actually pursue that?
Well, it was definitely talked about. One of the two, Ross and I, were shooting Drag Race at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the two of us wasn't available. So let's just move on.
Okay.
It's very devastating.
Okay. Do you have any favorite
characters? For one of the two of us.
Yes. Do you have any favorite characters from David versus Goliath?
I mean, I'm so sad that Christian's gone because I really liked Gabby and I was so mad at her for blowing up her game last week. So, but Gabby was my favorite for a while. Mm-hmm. She was really my favorite. But then she messed up her whole game. But,
when she went after Christian?
Yeah, you can't do that. Like, that's why, I mean, not to say like, that's why I won Big Brother, but that's why I won Big Brother. Like, you can't. You got to trust somebody. You can't trust everybody. You can't turn on everybody. Like, I understand. But the truth is, like, no one would beat Christian in the final two. But, like, they were only at 8 last week. She should have kept him along. Like, that was, like, but you're not going to get to the final two and worry about that. Like, let someone else take him out. Don't you take him out.
Yeah, that's a really good point because, you know, it is so far from the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, in your situation with Big Brother, where it's like, you know, there might have been a point where people say, oh, well, you know, you can't beat this person at the end. And there's still so much game to go.
Well, yeah, like Omarosa with me was like said they were she did say to everybody, you will never beat Marissa. You'll never beat Marissa. But like, everybody was going to beat me in all the challenges. So like, we hadn't even gotten to that point yet where you would never beat Marissa, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I mean, granted, they didn't beat me, but so I guess that's a very bad example because I did win. But like with Christian and Gabby, like Gabby still had a long game to play. Like she still had, she needed her one Like, I would never have gotten rid of Ross. I needed my one person that always had my back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's where she messed up.
How did you feel about Christian?
I really liked him. I mean, like, I thought he was super weird and awesome, and I wanted him to win. Yeah, like, I just did, because I just thought he was, like, I don't know. I thought, I mean, I'm not opening up, like, a bag of worms here, but I thought when Christian's girlfriend came, Gabby got jealous, and that's when she voted out.
No, Marissa, did. I don't think that happened.
You don't? I think it did. That's what I'd like to think.
In the soap opera version, that's
what happened. In my soap opera world, if I read way too much into everything, I was like, well, she voted him out right after the girlfriend came.
Yeah.
You're like, no, Marissa. Come on. It's more fun thinking like that.
It is fun, but I don't think that that's what actually went down on the island. So Wednesday night is going to be the finale, and somebody is going to be the winner. So who do you think it's going to be?
Oh, the winner. I don't know. I mean, there's still six people. It's like impossible. I think they're going to keep Mike around forever because I think he'll never win. He's not going to win the game, I don't think. I mean, I would love it because I just love him. But I don't think he can win because everybody has a better story. The only way Mike can win is if he's up against, like, Allison, you know? Like, I think everyone beats Allison. The only way a Goliath is going to beat anybody is to be up against a Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
So if Mike can keep Allison around, or maybe Angela, maybe he could beat Angela. I think who's going to win? Like, I feel like any of the Davids could beat a Goliath. If it's a David and a Goliath, the David will win. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Mike White is somebody who, you know, has a, like yourself, a long resume coming into the game in terms of what he's done outside of Survivor that people are well acquainted with. Do you feel like that is something that will hurt him with the jury, where they look at him as somebody who, you know, could have been on, like, a Celebrity Big Brother?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think the jury wants to hand him $1 million. Like, I definitely wouldn't have I wouldn't hand Mike $1 million, because in the big scheme of life, anyone can say, no one knows how much money Mike has, but you can just assume Mike has more money than the other players, right? So when it just comes to money, right? And mm-hmm. and Mike's, like, never had a, like, Mike's never even been on the radar. Mike's never had, I think that's because even though no one said it, and or it hasn't been covered in the Survivor, you know, editing, I think everybody's like, well, I can beat Mike in the end, because just at the end of the day, he's, like, a Hollywood person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like Davey will beat, and I mean, like, I think that Mike can't beat Davey. Mike can't beat Nick, you know? They just can't. He just can't. He wouldn't have been able to beat Christian. He was right. And I think he thought he couldn't beat Christian in the jury, nor in the competition, you know, in the, what was coming, like, challenges.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think that I would vote for Mike to win unless people were like, the only way Mike could have won the game was if he was constantly, you know, on the chopping block and he kept getting himself out of it. Cause then he could say, look, you guys were after me the whole game and I'm still here. I deserve to win. But, like, nobody's been after him. Like, he's literally not been, like, I don't think his name was written down more than, like, once or twice, right? You know what I mean?
Forget,
like,
written down. I don't think they've talked about writing his name down.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it hasn't ever been like, he can't, like, in his, like, dialogue to win the game, he can't be like, hey, you guys, I came in here as a Hollywood writer and you guys all knew me and it was an uphill battle. Like, no, it hasn't been an uphill battle. Like, mm-hmm. he, like, finally won his first immunity challenge this week and didn't even need to win it, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think Mike, I mean, I think it would be hard for Mike to win the game. But I was also, I'm super impressed that he's still there, you know? Like, just... Oh, that seems, Survivor seems so hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
Would you ever do a celebrity version of Survivor? This is a question that we
know. No. Never Survivor. I would have to lose 50 pounds and be, like, working out for, like, 6 months before I would do that. Like, I would die. I would literally die in an eye. Like, living in the Big Brother house was hard, and they were, like, stocking our refrigerator with food, and I had, you know, air conditioning and heat when I needed it, and showers and a bathroom. Like, I want to do Amazing Race. I still want to do Amazing Race. Like, I'm hoping that we'll someday do Amazing Race. That one I, like, want to do because it's like, I like the whole, like, experience of the traveling. I don't want to be like on some island where on the other side of the island is a beautiful hotel and I'm not in it. That just seems crazy to me.
Like, Marissa, we have been so blessed as an audience to have gotten to watch Angelina this season. What has been your reaction to watching Angelina play?
Well, I love her gray pants. Like, I love her pants. Like, I was like, oh my God, I feel like she's like, these are my pants that work really well for challenges. I don't know. I wanted her gone earlier on because I was just like, oh, this, but then I'm like kind of glad she stayed because she's so like, I don't know. She has like one crazy color, but the color is like fun to watch. Like she's, does that make sense? I can't even explain it. Like, yes. She's not very like mood swingy. I mean, like, I know she's like, I'm mad, but you didn't really feel like she was that mad. Mm-hmm. Like she feels so like, she's just like, I forget what she does for a living. What does Angelina do for a living? Do you remember?
You know, off the top of my head, I don't remember. I think she's some corporate profession, but you're right. She's never raised her voice once.
No.
But you know, she will say she's mad.
No, right. And she doesn't raise her voice, but she also seems like the most like she's that person who was like smiling at you and stabbing you in the back. Like she's that like, she's got like crazy in her eyes, but like, so I'm happy she's still there. Whereas like someone like Kara, like I didn't even really like, I haven't even like, I don't know anything about her.
Right.
Like I like sometimes forget, like I literally was like, oh, they're down to the six. Oh wait, no, Kara's still there. You know what I mean? Like I forget she's there and I think she's playing great. It's not like, but like Angelina, like she's just like, you like, I'm like, oh, I want more of her. Like, she's so crazy. Like, but in a good, like,
yes.
Crazy. And I mean, like, totally respecting, like, I enjoy watching her play the game. I mean, I don't think she'll win.
Yeah. But I love it when she talks about the rice.
Oh my God, that rice. Like, we get it. But like, you helped the tribe, but like, you helped yourself too. Like, everybody got, like, you helped everybody. I don't know. Like, I thought it was really funny. Like, I mean, like, I was surprised she hadn't pulled the rice card earlier than this last one. But then she made it all, which was so weird. Like, that's such a weird thing to do.
The revenge rice.
And then I'm going to make all the rice.
Yeah. Marissa, one of our listeners, Dan, has a good question for you. Can you outline Survivor David versus Goliath, the musical? What are some of the hit songs? Who plays whom? How are the big comedic and dramatic moments portrayed?
Well, that's a great question. I feel like I would need a little time to think about that answer. That doesn't seem like an on the spot question.
Would it translate well?
This one, David versus Goliath, definitely. Yes. Because I think that there would be like, it would almost be like Clue, the musical, right? Because it would be like, I feel like, as I like was talking about before, like I feel like there's been more like whodunit, who blindsided. Like I feel like I'm constantly watching at the end when they're doing their little goodbye speech, but I'm like trying to see who voted for who. Like I genuinely don't understand who voted for who. And I normally know that going in, you know, into the, so maybe it's Clue the musical and we're trying to figure it out. Cause I think as an audience, I don't know. That's thanks for that amazing, hard question. I'm going to have to do some long research on my musical theater, Survivor. Outline.
They've adapted so many things to be musicals now. Do you think that Survivor the musical, Big Brother the musical could work?
Truthfully, I think Big Brother the musical could work best because it takes place in one stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Survivor, like, I think what we love about Survivor is, like, the element of, like, just, like, at any time there's going to be, like, some natural disaster that, like, is going to take the show down for two weeks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, or just like watching them being so miserable in the rain. So I don't feel like it would work as well on stage. Whereas Big Brother could really be like a Neil Simon play. Cause you're just like going upstairs and going downstairs and talking and lying. And so I think Big Brother would, but I've also been in that situation. So I can really see it as a musical.
I want to ask you a little bit about your Big Brother experience now that you've been through now as a player, but also as the host of Off the Block this season. Where what's it like being like fully immersed in that world?
I mean, there's nothing like it. Like I feel like what I'm, you know, I never would have imagined, you know, back in, I guess it was 2001, 2002, when I first started, 2001, when I first started watching the show, that like one day that would be, thank God I did that. Cause it would be very financially good for me that I did. I mean, like, by the time I was hosting the show, I was like, oh my God, Big Brother has now made like my whole like salary. You know, it's like been so good. But I know the show so well that when I was in the house, I felt like partly half, like in the beginning, it was like I was just like a fan in the show. You know what I mean? Like I was watching the show as well as being in it. So I never felt like I had that weird feeling of I'm watching what's going on. Oh no, I'm in it. And like when we were sitting on the couch and like Julie Chen first like talks to you, you're like, oh my God, this is really happening, you know? And like when you see videos from home and you're always like, oh my God, they've only been gone for 30 days. Like pull it together. You're like, no, I'm losing my mind and crying. Like I'm doing all the beats that everybody does when they do these shows. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then when hosting the show after, it was like watching people come outright, like, you know, getting evicted from the show and then coming right to us and having gotten their phones yet and haven't talked to their families yet and don't know what the internet's saying yet and having to ask them questions without like basically being like, oh my God, your boyfriend is going to break up with you the second you leave me. Like, this is awful. Like, this is like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Like, and so, and I am like the most like compassionate, like wanting to hug, like I like hugged everybody, you know what I mean? Like, cause I felt so like, you know, and I would say to some, you know, like to Rockstar, I was like, well, if you're not going to win, thank God you're out. You know what I mean? Cause I could tell like, she was like she wasn't going to win the game. So it was like, oh, you better, it's easy, better to go now than be more miserable in there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But also like when people were going into the jury house, like you couldn't ask them any questions that could be leading.
Right.
You couldn't, you had to just listen to what they had to say. But you know, it was a full immersion of like, oh my God. Like I was like, you know, after I got out of the house, I was like, I don't think I could ever watch that show again. And then of course, like the show started and I was like, I can't wait for tomorrow, you know? So
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to dive in even deeper.
And you watched the live feeds too, right?
Yeah, I watched less of the live feeds this year than ever, just because that was like, it really, that's a mental, like, I you know, it's like, after doing the show and coming out and like, what, like, the show really is those live feeds. And because we were hosting a show that we, you know, about, we were hosting the CBS show, right? Mm-hmm. We were hosting the after show based on the CBS show, not based on the live feeds. So like the first 3 weeks, I was watching the live feeds every single day, like so immersed. And then I would go to host our show. But like what I was talking about, I had to be like, well, but it's not about that. It's about what you've seen at home because of, you know, just with the rules of what we were doing, you know? So it kind of was like it was hard because I'm like, oh, I already know who won. Like I already know who won the competition. Like I saw the guy with the veto necklace last night, you know, so it was hard. So I found myself watching less and less just because it was like hard to host a show and pretend I didn't know what was going on.
Marissa, did you have a strong feeling about Tyler versus Casey in the finals?
I did. I was honestly, I thought the final three this season, I would have been happy with any. I thought they all deserved to win.
Mm-hmm.
I thought all three played different games, but good games. And, you know, and I think usually it's like you want, there's two that you're happy that will win. And one, you're like, that person does not belong to be there at all. And in this final three, I believed that all three had a place in, like, I could reason for all three of them winning. I did want Casey to win in the end, but I would have been happy, like, you could have convinced me any of them should win.
Now, Celebrity Big Brother is scheduled to be back, believe it or not, like in 1 month, basically.
I think. I know. It's so exciting.
So you're pumped up. Now, has anybody, like, do people reach out to you and say, okay, hey, Marissa, I really would like to do this. Can you either give me advice or put me in touch with the right people?
No, I had a couple of people reach out and just be like, can you answer this question, but they hadn't had like official offers. It was more like, if I do this, is there a camera above the toilet? You know, like questions like that. Mm-hmm. If I'm thinking about it. Do you really not get to talk to any of your family? Like a couple of questions like that. But I don't know if they're doing it or not. And to be honest, I actually, in my text back, I would say, no, there is no camera above the toilet, but do not tell me if you're doing the show or not. Don't tell anybody. It'll ruin the whole experience. Like, don't let anyone know that you're doing it. Because I think for us, which made it great, was there, you know, nobody was, people on the internet obviously were like, you know, guessing who was going to be on it. But like, I knew in October, I knew in November, I think I knew like by November 1st, I knew I was going in. So like, I didn't tell us, I didn't even tell my son. I mean, the footage you guys saw of me telling my son was true footage, because I was like, he'll tell somebody, like he'll tell, you know, he'll tell somebody, you know? And I think you don't, I didn't want anyone looking up my resume or looking up what my likes and dislikes, because you can use that against people immediately, you know? So like, the less people know about you, the better. Had people knew I was going in the house, they would have looked up, it would have taken them maybe 5 minutes to find photos of me in the audience of Big Brother, and I couldn't have pretended I don't really know the game that well, you know? So...
Yeah, and last year, I feel like that all the rumors about who was going to be on the show were all wrong.
All wrong, yeah.
Yeah. There was like a whole like shadow cast that people were like tweeting about and talking about how they were going to be on. Yeah.
And by the way, I did my research on every single one of those people. I knew things about like, it was like new, it was like that Tiffany, like New York girl. Like I knew stuff about her that like, because everyone's like, she is doing it. She is doing it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to find something about her that I can use to be like, I knew this weird thing, you know, like, so, oh my God, I know exactly. Oh my God. Remember when the, you know, to just like get in on her good side.
Did you do a lot of research on Andrea Belke?
No.
No, she was one of the people. She was rumored.
Oh my God, I don't even remember that one.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Now, do you reach out to CBS and say, hey, I want to do it? Or is it the kind of thing where they know that you're interested in the show and they come and find you?
Yeah. For me, it was they knew I was they found me, but it was season one. Right. So like, we didn't even really like, and I've told this story, my son literally when the end of season, you know, when Josh won and then Julie Chen announced, you know, next, you know, in this December special announcement, we're going to be doing Celebrity Big Brother. And my son was like, you should do that. And I was like, they're never going to ask me, Zeb, like, that's not happening. That's not in my future, you know? And then like a month later they did. So I wouldn't have even have thought to say like, I want to do this. Whereas now this season, after watching it, I would have been like, oh my God, to my agents at CAA, I'd be like, call them and tell them I want to do it. You know? So I'm sure that happened this time because now people know it's not a train wreck. It's, you know, people came out looking good. They don't try to ruin anyone's career. You know what I mean? Like no one got hurt on the show, you know? So I think that that will make for a great cast because people will, our cast, we were all like guinea pigs. Nobody knew what it was going to be, you know? So, yeah. So for me, they came, they called me. It was the same casting director that put me on Dancing with the Stars. And Julie Chen knew I had hosted the original talk, season one. And she knew what I'd gone to Big Brother a million times. So she knew what a big fan I was of the show already.
Now, you and Ross were very close inside the house and have remained friends after playing together. But you winning and beating him in the end, did it change the relationship at all?
No, I think it made it better. I think he
for you.
I honestly, no. But I mean, also just in general, like I think he, and I say this with, not, I mean, it was never discussed, so I don't know if it's true. I think he like respected me more for winning. You know what I mean? Like, I think he like was like, oh, all right, I get it. Like, you know, and I think he, listen, I didn't have to take him to the final two. Every single person thought that that was the biggest mistake I could have done, right? But I wasn't going to not take him. So he saw how loyal of a friend I was. But also, I think once we got out of the house and we started talking about the game, he realized, because I think he thought I was just doing whatever he wanted, you know? And I think as, like, he didn't realize how much of a game I was playing on my own, like, together, but, like, what I was doing as well. So I think once we're closer now than we were even in the house, actually.
You were in the house with Omarosa, and my question for you is that were there a lot of things that Omarosa would say to you guys that the things that did not, because there were things that she said that made a lot of headlines on the show, but were there things that were said in the house that didn't make the air that were or we saw most of it?
You saw all of it. Like when she spoke about politics, you saw it. There was nothing I ever was surprised about. You know what I mean? that like, oh, I can't believe you guys didn't hear that she said this. Like, no, like I also spent a lot of time, like whenever she started talking politics, like just literally clearing the table and walking away. Like, cause I was like, I cannot get involved. I'm not having a political conversation live on TV. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I was like, cause that's just not my game. So,
yeah,
but yeah, no, you heard everything she had to say. You know, it was, it's such an interesting thing that she came into the house after. So, I'm glad she was there. I had a good time with her. So,
yeah. Who else from the season besides Ross do you keep in touch with?
I kept in touch with James. Funny enough, like I really he's a good kid. He's like, you know, and I stand by my like he made it far. He stayed a lot longer than anyone we thought that first week. We thought he was really just gone that first day, you know. But he like I believe that had he been playing like proper Survivor with real Survivor players, not just 40-year-old celebrities, he could win the game. Like he was good. He was a good player. He was a he was fun. He's like a kind. He did the right thing always, and he actually never lied. And I really respect that. So I like him a lot. I text with Brandy and I text with Ari. And I text with Omarosa. I text with everyone. I saw Keisha a couple of weeks ago. I feel like Mark McGrath and I text. I'm like Meta. I've gone to a couple of Meta's events. Mm-hmm. Like I've really me out of everyone. I mean, but that was probably also like why I won. I genuinely liked every single person in the house. Like I have zero negative feelings towards anyone, you know, like. Yeah, like I really had even, you know, Shannon and I have kept in touch. So I think that that's I think going in for any celebrity going in should really heed that advice. People that are in the business and people who are like people don't want people who are mean to them. So I think that's part of it. Yeah.
Is there any piece of advice that you would give to somebody who confided in you? Hey, I'm going in a couple of weeks.
I think you know. Remember, it's a job. You are on national TV, and to like play the game, but play the game like it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's not about this job. It's about the next job, and keep your dignity intact. I think that's the most important thing. Like, I think I believe that at every job, like. It's never about this job. It's about getting recommended for the next job. Like, just be like someone that people are like, I like to work with, so that they recommend you for the next job. And here you're doing it on TV. So if you're, you know, a total asshole, then more people are going to know that, and people aren't going to want to work with you. It's not just about being in a Big Brother house. It's about who you are. And like a lot of times, you know, I guarantee you, half the people, more than half, maybe, you know, only 10% of the people knew who I was going in. You know, so. That's how there might be the first time they get to meet you. So be who, you know, just be true to yourself, but also don't be an asshole.
Did you feel like that was an advantage for you?
I mean, look, I won. So I guess so. Right. Like I would think no, because I would think like, oh, you know, the more famous you are, the more people recognize you, the more people know you, the more they'll want to work with you. They'll be like, oh, it'll be good for me to be with you. You have more fans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case in Big Brother. You know, it didn't matter, because I definitely think probably on the scale of famous to most unfamous, I probably was the least famous of the group. You know,
well, I'm not gonna weigh in on that, Marissa. I'm not here to rank celebrities by how famous
they
are.
I mean, as audience base goes, I probably had a more niche audience base going into the house than I have now, even, you know. So
I don't know. Brandy wanted to get rid of James Maslow, said I don't even know who this guy is.
Right. Okay, but that's Brandy. So I think in the scheme of like it, yes, I don't think anyone, you know, an older crowd might not have known who James was, but like the people that watch Big Brother knew who James was. Right. So you also like are thinking about those things. Like I don't think anyone that's like a huge like, you know, I definitely have my audience. I don't know if all of them are like the people that watch Big Brother, you know, so.
Yeah.
I love Big Brother, but.
Matt Ligori writes, can you both list some of your favorite things about Caitlin Herman as her two biggest fans? Now, you like myself, you are a big Caitlin fan.
I am a big Caitlin fan. I love Caitlin. I actually I really, what can I say? I mean, like, she's so, I think she's a really special girl. I think she played a very bizarre game for who she is, but I think she came out on top and I think she's doing great. I can't think like why I love her. I don't know. I just think she's awesome. Like, she's like definitely like, she was the one of, she was the only person that came out of the house that when I met them during our show afterwards, I was like, here's my phone number. Text me tonight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I definitely was worried about her, you know, getting out of the house. But she was the only person I gave my phone number to. So clearly I love her. I don't quite know why. I just did. I just loved her. Why do you love her?
She's nonstop entertainment. I could not take my eyes off the live feeds for a day that she was in the house. And
yeah,
you never knew what was going to happen. You know, she would change her mind, go in a completely different direction, then everybody would have to scramble and be like, no, we got to change the plan. Okay, everybody, come on. We got to, you know, get Caitlin back on board. So she was nonstop entertainment, and she was such a good sport about everything after the show, too.
Yeah, no, she was, I will say that is very true. Like, cause I do feel like she, like, definitely got booted out of that house in a bad way. And then she was you're right. She was a really good sport afterwards. You're right. Like, and she, like, was in Vegas with like Winston and Rachel within like a day of them being like, we hate her. We'll never talk to Caitlin. And like, they were all like literally in Vegas like the next week and then renting like an Airbnb together until the finale. So yeah.
Do you have a dream casting person that you'd want to see on this next Celebrity Big Brother?
I mean, I always say Lucy Lawless, you know, she would be my favorite. She would be my ideal. She would be amazing. Now, I know
she's a friend of yours, right?
Yes. And that's why I want her to do it. And I'm not like, there's no, like, I'm not saying she is. I'm not saying she is. And I'm just saying I would love for her to do it. Yes. I know how crazy she is.
And I know this because that we have a listener, Jay, who was really pushing, you need to interview Lucy Lawless because she's friends with Marissa and she's going to be on this season of Celebrity Big Brother.
Ooh, look at that. Wouldn't that be fun? I feel like I should start that rumor. Yeah, she's awesome. You should interview her.
Okay.
No, she's not going to be on the show. There's no way she'd be on the show. She's hilarious. She was so cute right before I went on. Like, she had never watched the show before. And I was like, you have to watch what I'm about to do. Like, you don't understand. Like, you don't understand. Like, so since she like was at my house right before I went in and she watched like all of, I think it was season 16 probably. Cause that's always the one I'm like, watch season 16. I don't remember which one. And she was sitting like in my guest room and like, not knowing she was getting herself into like 45 hours of TV. You know what I mean? Cause it's like so many episodes. And she like would be disappeared for days. And my husband would be like, is Lucy still watching Big Brother? I'm like, she is. And then she comes out and she's like, oh, cause she's with her crazy, like, you know, New Zealand accent. She was like, I just want you in crazy short shorts, you know, it like getting hit with mud. She's like, this is going to be so much fun. I'm like, oh my, cause you know, the costumes are like ridiculous for those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time I was in Big Brother, like anytime they would bring out the costumes, I'm like, please don't be short shorts. Please don't be short shorts. Please don't be short. Like, I just like, was like, oh my God, if she like got me in short shorts, I'd kill myself. But, no, she's a fan of me. I don't know if she's a fan of,
a good friend.
She's a good fan. Yeah.
All right, Marissa, any word on if Off the Block is returning for Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, I hope so, man. I don't know what's happening yet. I know everyone just started talking about it because they just got the air date. So, like, I don't know what's happening. And I'm shooting and I'm, you know, doing some other things. But Ross is always doing 100 things. But if I need to be involved. So we'll figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
Marissa, anything else you want to mention about any of these shows?
No, I'm sad that we're already at the finale of Survivor. When does Amazing Race start?
Well, the Amazing Race, that they pushed it back all the way till May.
I thought it was happening in January.
That's what a lot of us thought, but they pushed it back till May. And then we're going to have Celebrity Big Brother is going to start a little earlier this year, and then Survivor is going to start back
on. Oh, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
If Celebrity Big Brother starts, then Survivor. Then at the end of Survivor, it'll be Amazing Race.
Yep, and then we're going to have
the Big Brother again.
Yes, and then that'll be like the bridge to Big Brother, the Amazing Race between the end of Survivor and the start of Big Brother. So that's, you got to wait.
Which, I mean, I already have major predictions for that amazing race, but
okay.
Yeah, because you're like, once you do a show, like, I feel like it's all going to be Amazing Race people. But, that I could do. Like, I mean, like, yeah. Once you've done it, you know what to expect. You know what to look for. You know how to, you know, you're like, you know what I mean? Like, you know more.
They have the home, like, field advantage. You'd be like, yeah, if, you know, like, they have a Survivor season and it's like, hey, it's Survivor people versus Big Brother people and Amazing Race people.
Yeah, the Survivor people have the advantage. They know how to go find an idol, whereas, like, you know, the people in Amazing Race, like, know how to find the yellow and, you know, red flags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas, or find just Phil at the end. Like, like, just like, where does he, oh, I know how, where this happens, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was a question that somebody wanted me to ask you. You went to Jess and Cody's wedding?
I did.
Yeah.
How about that? Like,
how did you get so, like, tight with them?
I hit the jackpot, man. That was the most beautiful wedding I've been to in a very, very long time. It was beautiful and it was small, like, in a weird way, like, 'cause I'm not very close to them. So I expected it to be like a huge, you know, wedding with 400 people, but it wasn't. It was like a beautiful, quaint, like, very, like, you know, close friends only gathering. I was at, you know, I had such a great time. I'd gone out for dinner. Because I, you know, just Instagram with Jess and Cody and just, you know, like, just, you know, whatever. And like, I'm like, I just love all her stuff. And then we went out for dinner and then, like, the next, and we were talking about the wedding and the baby. And then she was like, oh my gosh, come, you and Zev come to my wedding. So she invited me and Zev, who was, like, losing his mind to get to go to that wedding. And then we went. And then I literally flew to Vancouver to work that night because it was, like, all happening the same day, but I made it happen. It was beautiful. I was so happy to be there. It was a really cool wedding, and she looked gorgeous, and so did he. And his whole family was really cool. So, well, it was a lot of fun.
Marissa, I really appreciate you making some time to talk about all of this stuff with us right now. I know you got a lot going on with the wonderful Winter of Oz happening now at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. For tickets to come on out and see Marissa as Glinda the Good Witch with Kermit the Frog and Phil Lamar, go ahead and go to thepasadenacivic.com with the promo code WOND20. That's WOND20 to save 20% on the wonderful Winter of Oz between now and December 30th.
Yeah, they do a lot of, I will say, Glinda has a lot of Big Brother references that they wrote in, which is really fun. Ooh. Like, Glinda definitely gets called to the diary room when, like, she's talking too much, which is really funny. Like, they call me to the diary room, and it's really fun. Like, the writer put in all, like, Big Brother, like, inside jokes, which has been really fun for the audience. Like, I can tell when it's like, oh, these are my Hairspray fans. Oh, these are my Big Brother fans. Like, I can tell which jokes hit, you know?
Yeah,
so it's really fun. Like, I definitely give her, like, the power of veto so that, like, I give Dorothy the power of veto so that she, you know, to fight off every, like, that's why the Wicked Witch can't get her slippers because she has veto. Like, it's really cute. She can't get evicted from Oz. It's really funny. But,
yeah. Well, Marissa, thank you for making some time to talk with us about all this stuff. And good luck with the show. And I hope it's a great success. And then hope to...
Oh, my God. And we'll talk when the celebrity cast gets announced. I'm so excited.
And it's very exciting. It's right around the corner.
I know. I can't wait. Thank you so much.
All right, Marissa, anything else you want people to check out while you're here?
No, it's all good. It's all everywhere. Just follow me on Instagram and you'll always know what's going on. Right?
What's your handle?
It's just my name. It's so interesting, right? Just Marissa Jarrett Winokur.
Okay.
That's it. Just that's me.
All right. Check Marissa out on Instagram. Marissa, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. All right, everybody, there you have it. Marissa Jarrett Winokur here on Rob Has a Podcast. Nice to catch up with Marissa with everything she's got going on as we ourselves get ready for the Survivor finale week coming up on Wednesday. Lot to do between now and then. Be sure to check out the Wiggle Room this week, News AF as well. And then I will be live after the Survivor finale with Dom Abate and Chrissy Hoffbeck to talk about everything that's going on, interviews with the final six, and more coming up this week on Rob is a Podcast. So thank you guys for checking out this special presentation. Of course, thanks so much to the patrons of Rob is a Podcast. To find out more about the benefits of becoming a Rob is a Podcast patron, go to robhasawebsite.com/patron. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Special thanks to our friends over at TrueCar for sponsoring this episode of Rob's Podcast. 60 seconds. That's how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car from TrueCar. That's right. And the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or your home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in. They'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need, so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.